November the 4th. It's 11:01 a.m. Call the meeting to order. Good morning. Glad to have everyone here. We do have a quorum. Meeting has been properly noticed. Thank you, Peggy. You're doing a great job with that. Any amendments to the agenda?
None.
None? Any public comment? Anyone in the room that wants to make public comment? At this point in time, I'll ask the visitors in the room to identify themselves for the purpose of recording your attendance.
I'll start with me. Myself is Lee Reynolds. I'm with Thomas Hall Ferguson. I'm the senior manager on the upcoming audit.
Anna Carr with NAI Telcor.
Christy Bennett with NAI Telcor.
And everyone else is a part of the organization. You have received, those members, a copy of the Audit Committee meeting minutes of February the 28th. Those have been provided as Attachment A. Is there a motion to amend, approve, modify, challenge, anything else?
Move approval.
Motion to move. Second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor of approving the minutes of February 28th signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign. Motion carries. You've also been provided with a copy of the Audit Committee Charter. That was provided as Attachment B. I will give some credibility to the fact that that's been around a good little while, but it requires that this committee review that annually and, if necessary, propose amendments to it. Last time, I don't even remember the last time it was amended, but it was a pretty good document, well written. Are there any suggestions for amendments to that document?
That looks good, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Okay.
Make a motion that we continue on with it as is.
All right.
Second that, yeah.
Okay, motion to continue with the audit charter as existing, or then signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed by like sign, motion carries. Okay, a discussion of the planning process for our upcoming audit. Ron, do you have any opening comments you'd want to make?
Well, this is, I think, Lee's first time here without Allison, so welcome to Lee. Lee's been doing the work on the audit for...
This is my third or fourth year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So she's the one really getting the work done. Allison's just the figurehead.
We love Allison.
Yeah. Allison's my hero. She's the auditor that does a lot of good things.
She's been promoted. She's been promoted justifiably to a figurehead.
Yeah.
As far as any, there weren't any prior audit problems last year that I recall. As far as changes in operations and procedures, I think the biggest thing that we've got going right now is the startup of the Northwood Innovation Labs, and which is a DBA for Innovation Park TLH Inc. And the question is going to be is what impact does that have on the audit? I know Allison had talked a little bit about that there will be some impact. Now, good news or bad news, depending on how you look at it, there's not really been any operations taking place. Mm-hmm. We did create the organization. We set up a bank account. It's got $5,000 in it. There have been some startup expenses that were incurred by LCRDA that we've created a called intercompany receivable payable to track those. So, but basically, almost no activity in that organization yet.
Okay.
Now that we have this facility, we're going to be setting up some things to some documents like leases and things between the two organizations to sort of share the costs and things like that. But until they have revenue, there's not a whole lot.
And I think the main thing will just be getting those documents and seeing, you know, the startup, the bylaws, how the org chart is going to flow, if it's going to have its own separate board. Just figuring out how we want to present this company. Is it going to be more of a related party? Is it going to be equity method, you know, like consolidated in, even though there's not a lot of expenses? And just figuring out how we want to disclose it. So I think if we can start off with the bylaw, the org chart, any kind of overall documents that we can get to see that activity would be a good start for us. And then we can kind of review over those and assess how we want to account for it.
Okay.
Well, that was going to be my question, too. Do you see this as an overall consolidated audit, or do you see two separate audits? I would think one would be appropriate, but
right now, especially with no activity in it, I think as long as we get these principal documents to begin with, I think it will be just one audit. We'll probably look at any kind of expenses, if any, that has been, you know, started with it, any kind of funds initially beginning with it. But for the most part, it doesn't sound like there's going to be hardly any activity in it for this first year. Now, going forward, we may kind of assess based off how we've decided to account for the entity once the activity starts flowing.
Okay.
So that was the biggest thing that I thought of in terms of any potential issues. I don't know, Christy, if you've got anything.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Other than that, we don't have anything that's really new. We are working on some grants, and I think when we get the grants, those will be some issues we'll have to deal with in the future. I'm wondering about the future implementation of, was it GASB 87, mm-hmm. related to leases and what we have to do there. Mm-hmm. I know that doesn't really impact us this year, but something we're going to have to look at this upcoming year.
Right, and we can help work through those too and pull out the finer points in it that we need to look at, and the leases and how to assess them too.
Yeah, so for those who don't read the Journal of Accountancy, GASB 87 relates to the county for leases. And so there's some very specific requirements, and it has to be implemented for years starting after December 15th of 2020.
Yeah, 2020.
But
yes.
Earlier adoption is
allowed.
Encouraged is the word they use. So anyway, so we'll have to take a look at that as well. But I'm not aware of any other pronouncements that might impact what we're doing.
No, I think the most recent ones have been conduit debt, which wouldn't affect y'all, and then I think they're up to 91 now, but when I scanned through it, I didn't see anything else that would affect y'all.
Okay. And then, do you have anything that...
No, just that we will be beginning field work next week. We've gotten a substantial amount of information going back and forth with those, so... I think we're going to be in good shape. We'll do our normal week in the field. The team will be Chandler Russell, who y'all have dealt with before, so she'll be coming back on the team. And Matthew Warren will also be our staff on the team. So the plan will be similar to years in the past, where we'll be a week in the field. We won't be in the field the following week, but we'll do wrap-up questions, that kind of thing. Hopefully get all of the big substantial portion done, and then in January, we'll wait for the pension information to come out, and then we'll gear back up and get those entries input into the financials. And I believe it coincides with this timeline here of preliminary drafts to you in February. So that's typically the process we followed last year, and it seemed to work pretty well to get everything done except for waiting on the pensions.
Yeah,
so.
And there's no reason to hurry, because they just, whenever they get around to it, they get it done.
They have
no hard, fast deadline, so.
They had improved, though, last year, didn't they?
They did. They moved it up a little bit last year. We waited a while that first year.
First year, we waited way into the year.
Mm-hmm. I think they just had to get their processes in place to mm-hmm. deal with all. That's a lot of information that they have. And,
yes, it is a substantial amount of information.
Yeah, so... anyway, hopefully that will go smooth. And I think we've gotten better on our end.
I do too. I do too.
Assembling that information.
We worked out those kinks as well, so we were pretty efficient last year with it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You see in item 7, a proposed audit schedule. Do you feel like that's something that is meetable?
Oh, absolutely.
Doable, whatever the right word would be?
Yes.
Achievable. How's that word?
I think we can attain these goals. We can achieve them. Yes, they're very consistent with last year. It's already what I have budgeted our staff to be in the field. I've already put time on their calendars, so I've got them reserved. So I've gone ahead and done that, so I think we should be in good shape.
Yeah, I'm in the process of doing my final reviews today, hopefully. Mm-hmm. We have a couple things we're working on, but we should be able to start providing the client schedules here.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. I think we had, said Wednesday or so that should work with it. So we can get everything at least in place.
Start getting confirmations out.
Yes.
Christy, are you all comfortable that you've reviewed every single thing and you've checked and double checked and looked at old audits and said, you know, here's somewhere where they were really curious, we got to make sure we're good here? And
definitely, yes.
Okay.
We have the accounting for utilities figured out.
That's right.
All All right. Well, as audit chair, I really hate deficiencies, but I'm glad if we have them that we identify them. I will ask your team to be as diligent as you can be.
Absolutely.
I do not expect you all to come in and say, well, it looked pretty good last year. It's kind of slammed up.
No, not at all. Not at all.
All right. We pride ourselves on the accomplishments that we've made over the last few years. We take great pride in the professionalism of our staff over at Talcor, of our staff here. But we, as a board, want to make sure that we're on target and that we're not missing anything. We compliment our staff when they do it right, and we ask them to improve if there's an issue. Fortunately, we've had very few issues at all. Is there any new business to come before the board, or the committee, excuse me? All right, I think we're established, we're set, we're ready to go. At this point in time, it is 13 minutes after 11. We will adjourn the meeting.